Hello, all my dramatic players. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for April 1st, 2022. It's, of course, still a season break, but ABC released the names, ages, and hometowns of 35 potential players in the new Bachelorette season that premieres in July and is currently filming. As we have discussed last week, this is going to be a historic season, what with two bachelorettes. Now, of course, we had the Britt and Caitlin situation many seasons back where the men were voting on who would actually be the bachelorette. But this time it is going to be two bachelorettes for the whole duration of the show. I don't know if I like this concept. Gabby and Rachel seem to have a great friendship, so I hope that will survive this experience. I have to assume production will try their very best to break these two women mentally and emotionally, as they do with all their leads. Anyways, I think I've already shared my thoughts on this double lead last week, so let's get into the new info. We have 35 potential suitors. ABC releasing those ahead of time to have Bachelor Nation do the background check they should be doing themselves. You know how this goes. As per usual, I will go through all of them and, for lack of substance, demonstrate my knowledge and lack thereof of US states and their capitals and maybe their flags so that this stays fun. Let's go. So they are posted in alphabetical order, so we start with Alec. It's a very nice photo. He's smiling and looks very nice. Alec is from Houston, Texas. I believe that Austin is the capital of Texas. And the flag is some combination of white, blue and red, and there's a star, I think. I tend to mix up the flag of Texas with the flag of Chile, I think, because they are similar, maybe. Anyway, Alec is 27. I think Rachel is 26 and Gabby is 31. So we'll see. Then we have Evan. Or Avon, I'm not sure, in a black shirt, somewhere outside where there's palm trees. Evan is 29 and from San Diego, California. I think Sacramento is the capital of California, and they have the white flag with the bear, and it says Republic of California or something. It has, like, Republic in there, I think. I don't know. Well, there's there's definitely this bear. I don't know if, like, there are bears in California. But anyway, so now then we have Brandon, who's also from California, from Carlsbad. I don't know how to pronounce that. And he's 23. That's quite young. And he's sporting a handsome mustache. So Carlsbad, my association with that name is, of course, the Czech Carlsbad, Karlovy Vary, which is one stop, like, if you go from Berlin to Prague, which is 4 hours by train, and it's a very nice route, actually. So Karlovy Vary is, like, on that route. And we have another Californian. Oh, okay. Chris from Redondo Beach, and Chris is 30 years old. And then we have Colin from Chicago, who is 36. So we already have, like, quite the age range from 23 to 36. And I really hope he's not gonna be dating Rachel, because that's, like, a 10-year age gap, which, I mean, people do what people want to do as long as they're of age, but, well. And he looks very formal. Like, he's very formally dressed. So Illinois, the capital of Illinois is Springfield, and the flag, is it like also like the white one with this person? I feel like there's like white and orange, I think. Oh well. Can't recall. Can't recall more. Then we have Corbin. That's an interesting name. Corbin is 27. This is a nice picture. He's standing in front of a river and a little skyline from Birmingham. Is that Alabama? AL? Alabama. Alabama. Is Birmingham the capital of Alabama? I'm totally blanking. Both on the capital and on the flag. Yeah, nope. Nothing coming up. And there's another Californian, Eric, but it's spelled like with CH, so it looks like Erich. Erich is a German name, but a very old German name. Like, yeah. Erich, that is funny. Okay, Eric is 29 from Santa Monica, California. Then we have Ethan, 27 from New York. New York City, I assume. Oh, I'm totally. I mean, there is like New York State, right? Oof, I am so confused. But New York, New York, I'm like, this is like, it's definitely on the East Coast, but what I'm, they would say New York City if it was New York City, wouldn't they? I'm not gonna cheat. Like, I only go off of what I recall from my geography games. Then we have Hayden, 29, from Tampa, Florida. I've been to Tampa. Yeah, and Tallahassee is the capital of Florida. I always mix up Tallahassee and Sacramento, but I think Tallahassee is the capital of Florida. And it's a cute picture. It's got a great smile. Then we have Jake, 27, from Scottsdale, AZ. Is that Arizona? What's the capital of Arizona? Ooh, what's the flag of Arizona? Ooh, what's the flag of Florida? What is the flag of Florida? Do they have animals as well? I feel like if I saw it, I would recognize it. But this way around, So what's the flag? Oh, Arizona. Yeah, that's the one with the rising sun, right? Or that's like the stylized rising sun. But I don't really remember the colors. Like, it's got blue and I want to say orange, yellow something. Yeah. And is Albuquerque the capital of Arizona? I feel like it's not. Oh, there's a cute cat. Cute cat is visiting. Okay. Next up, James, 25, from Los Angeles, California. Lots of California. Again, another Californian. Jason from Santa Monica, 30 years old. Looks pensive. And we have Joey, 24, from Brookfield. Field, Connecticut. Is that Connecticut? Oh my word, Connecticut. Yeah, I'm blanking. Connecticut. No. What's the capital of Connecticut? No. Pat, pat, pat. And jump. No, yeah. Whoa. The cat successfully jumped up on the cupboard. He's a little heavier, so you hear it all right. Okay, so I'm blanking on Connecticut. I'm sorry. Ooh, that's a huge smile. John from Nashville, Tennessee, 26 years old. And I believe that Nashville is indeed the capital of Tennessee. Now, the flag of Tennessee. I feel like this is also one that I would recognize immediately if I saw it. But because I don't see it, I don't really recall. Okay, so we have another person from Florida. What do you call people from Florida? Floridans? Anyway, so Johnny, who's 25, from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. And Jordan, 35, from Tampa, Florida as well. Another Jordan from Georgia, 27. Alpharette, doesn't sound like a city name to me. Georgia. I believe Atlanta is the capital of Georgia. What is the flag of Georgia? I don't recall. This is going like really poorly, but I haven't played the geography game in more than a year, so I think I'm okay. Then we have Justin, another Californian. Justin is 32 from Solana Beach, if that's how you pronounce it. And another Justin from Brookville, Connecticut. We already wait. Wait. Oh, are those the twins? What was the name of the other one? Okay, Justin from Brookfield, Connecticut, and he is 24 years old in the picture. Yeah, okay, Joey and Justin. They're twins. Bachelor is bringing us twins again, because why not? And then we have Kirk, 29, from Texas, from Lubbock. Is that how you pronounce it? I have no idea. Okay, Austin. What's the flag of Texas? Oh, yeah, I talked about it. It's the Chilean flag. then we have Coy, who's 25, from Scottsdale, Arizona. Wait, are there two sets of twins? Or are a lot of people from Scottsdale? I mean, I have to believe there are more people who live in Scottsdale. No, the other one was Jake, who's 27. Okay. then we have Logan from San Diego, California, who is 26. Easy smile. Then we have Mario, 31, from, oh my God, I really, Naperville? Is that how you pronounce it? From Illinois. Talked about Illinois. Matt, 25, from San Diego, California. Michael from Long Beach, California, 31 years old. Nate looks very cool. From Chicago, 33 years old. And we have Nick from Nashville, Tennessee, 30 years old. Quincy from Miami, Florida, 25 years old. That's a very neat picture. Then, oh, that's very cute. Ravi from Los Angeles, California, 33 years old. Ryan from Boston, Massachusetts, 35 years old. He looks just like Clayton. Yeah, that's gonna be interesting. I think Boston. Is Boston the capital of Massachusetts? Massachusetts also has like one of those flags that is like very different from the others, I believe. And very like recognizable. Cat is moving. Oh, he's so cute. And, taking a bath. And I believe soon assuming the sleeping position to take a nap. Okay, moving on. Spencer, Chicago, Illinois, 27 years old. Termaine, Naperville, Illinois, 28. Tino, Playa del Rey, California, 28 years old. So there's a lot of Californians and people from Illinois. We have Tyler. Ooh, that's New Jersey. Tyler, Rio Grande, New Jersey, 25 years old. New Jersey. Whatever is the capital of New Jersey and what is the flag of New Jersey? No, I will have to look this up. Then there's Zach from Austin, Texas, 25 years old. And that's it. Okay, so we have to look up Massachusetts. How do you spell Massachusetts? And that's how you spell it. Ooh, oh no, oh. Oh, I totally mixed up Illinois and Massachusetts. I thought that was Illinois. Oh no. Ah, I totally thought. Now we have to look up Illinois. Oh, right. Illinois was with the eagle. Ah, ay, ay, ay. Bless you, little cat. New Jersey. Is that the orange one? It's the orange one. Look at me. It's the orange with a horse's head. Right. And Trenton. Trenton? Yeah. No, it's wiped from my memory. Connecticut. Oh, it's the, what exactly is it? It's the wine stocks, is that? Qui transtulit sustinet. Okay. He who transplanted still sustains, I guess. And so it's the blue one. Hartford. Well, seriously. New York. State. Oh, right. It's the Excelsior, right? That's the, yeah. It's blue with the bird, two people and a bird. Jersey is orange, two people and a horse. Albany. Okay. Then we have Tennessee. Oh, Tennessee. Yeah. Red and then the stars in the circle. Yeah. And Nashville. Florida. Ah, yeah. Okay. Is that still the flag? I wonder. And Tallahassee and Sacramento. Okay. I'm so good. What else did we wonder? Arizona. Oh, and Alabama. Very poor showing. Yes. Yeah, I remember that flag. The capital is Phoenix, of course, Phoenix. Ah, no, I knew that, like somewhere. Alabama. Montgomery, okay. And this, yeah, okay, yeah, sure. Okay, great. I'm just checking up on California because of the Republic thing. Yeah, California Republic, okay. So it's not Republic of California, but it has the Republic in there. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think I did okay with the little information that we got. Yeah. I think it'll be a little longer until the full bios are being released. So I think we'll find stuff to talk about, maybe not every week during the off season, but yeah, I mean, there's always gossip and things to talk about. So I think that's all for now. Now we reach the ITM segment of the show, the in the moment, where I'll share thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Bachelor related. This might get a little nerdy, but there is this card game that I really like. It's called Dominion, and there is an online version of it too. and it's really, really cool. There's even a tournament or a series of tournaments that is played over 6 weeks. It's called the Dominion League, and I have been playing it for almost 18 months now. I very slowly worked my way up from the bottom tier. There are 10 tiers from A to J as of now. And last season, I got a free promotion and am now playing an E tier, which is, of course, filling me with existential dread, but I'm trying to keep calm and enjoy the ride. The game is quite addictive, I have to say. You have to build a deck and then have the most points when the game ends. And there's a lot of variety to it because you get 10 action cards in a game, and there are, I don't know, 500 or so different cards, so there's endless possible combinations. And the game itself is pretty neat, but what I really, really like about it is the Discord community where the league is organized for now. There are lots and lots of Dominion-related channels, but also channels for other topics and other games. And I don't know, the people who are active there are just so nice. It's definitely a much, much more friendly community than Bachelor Nation, I have to say. So if you like card games, and you like nice people, consider checking that out. I'll leave links for you in the show notes. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. Please accept my rose, and I will catch you all next time. Let the journey begin. Bye!